The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Stand by for Barracuda Bonus, a deep dive into tonight's game.
For the first time since 2017, the Barracuda have won a playoff series as they sweep the Ontario Reign 2-0 in a best-of-3 series. Both wins coming on the road at Crypto.com Arena. Yaroslav Askarov allows one goal in 2 games. And Colin Graf gets a third period goal with under 3 minutes to go to give the Barracuda back their lead. And it would turn out to be the game winner as the Cuda are moving on to round number 2. Their opponents and dates still be to be determined, but they're moving on and they send the 3-seed Ontario Reign packing. A big, big victory. And again, it wasn't a Picasso, Drew, but the Barracuda, much like Thursday, stout defensively, and they find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and really, when you look at their game, the first 2 periods, pretty good. Didn't mind the game at all that they were playing. They were supporting the puck well. They got the goal that they needed. And then in the third period, after losing Donovan Ewell, after losing for a while, Luca Cagnoni, they sagged a little bit. They didn't have a lot of juice. They didn't have a lot of energy. They were giving the puck away. They weren't attacking defensively as well. They seemed to be backing up. But then when Luka came back, they started getting the game going again. Real simple stuff. And again, you know what? You got to hand it to Sabourin, Vincent, Van Roboys. They get pucks in. And then Giles Line and Dewar. And they started getting the plays going in the offensive zone. And bang. They get the goal that they need. Ethan Cardwell hits the gas. Colin Graf gets to the net, makes a nice play. But overall, too, when you look at it, Yaroslav Askarov, Jimmy Schultz, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I don't think we talk enough about how terrific Jimmy Schultz is and how stabilizing he is and was tonight.
And you mentioned the conversation he had with the referee. A perfect example. He is the same way off the ice, so evenly keeled, so respectful in terms of his approach. He's as hard of a working guy as you will see, and you see the reason why he's been so successful beyond the regular season over the last couple of years. He made some outstanding plays tonight defensively. 3 or 4 where he got his stick right on the puck and deflected chances away. Jimmy Schultz, an outstanding game, and Yaroslav Askarov gave his team that confidence they needed, especially with this stop in the second period. With the game scoreless, a little bit of a miscue, leads to Martin Kromiak getting a point-blank opportunity, but Askarov comes up with just a brilliant left pad save. First, the puck behind his net for Joe Hicketts, and Hicketts will swing it for Martin Kromiak. Kromiak's over the line, gives off Udon. Udon works middle ice, gives back Kromiak, a left pad stop by Askarov. A brilliant save in tight on Kromiak, keeps the game scoreless in period number 2. Well, we talk about it at nauseam, you get a big save, one end, puck goes back the other way, and you end up getting a goal, and that is exactly what transpired as Anthony Vincent get things started. Colin White found him, and Vincent ripped it past Phoenix Copley for his first of the playoffs, first in the Calder Cup in his career in game 2. Time of the opening goal at 7:40 of period number 2. Corner, he'll run it down, clamped into the boards by Booth. Back to the left side, Jimmy Schultz down low, centers in front, they score! Anthony Vincent beats Phoenix Copley short side, and the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead here in period number 2. Time of that goal, Drew, at 7:40, and that got things started. The hard-working forward Anthony Vincent finds the back of the net.
Yeah, it was a goal that was, again, Jimmy Schultz down low, Colin White, terrific play down low as well. He wins that one-on-one off the boards, and then I don't know how he saw Vincent, Vincent didn't yell or anything, just a really good heads-up play. And Vincent, for all his hard work and all the punishment he takes and what he puts his body through, great to see him get that goal.
Big, big goal. It opens up the scoring, so we go to the third. Yaroslav Askarov unblemished to that point. But in third, somehow, some way, Martin Kromiak, who was denied back in the second period, would rip a one-timer under the right arm of Askarov. Time of the tying goal at 6:12 of the third period. Glenn Godden and Caleb Jones pick up the assists, and we were all even at 1-1. Corner, Udon gets inside of him, up high to the point, near side for Jones, pulls up, works back middle ice, gives off for Godden. One-timer, Kromiak scores! It just funneled through Yaroslav Askarov, and the Ontario Reign have their first goal of this series on a one-timer from Martin Kromiak. We're even at 1-1. Hear that little delay?
Yeah.
Because Askarov got about 90% of that puck.
It just
eked its way through, all tied at that point in the Reign. With momentum now on their side, they outshot the Barracuda 12-5. They got that goal, and
it
really shifted things, certainly in the period.
Absolutely, and the Reign felt it, and so did the Barracuda. The Barracuda, for a while, were just hanging on, and the Reign was putting pressure on, pressure, and if it wasn't for Yaroslav Askarov and a couple of good saves after that, but you mentioned it during the game, that when you have Yaroslav Askarov in your net, he gives the team confidence that no matter what the situation, no matter how they're playing, they can win the game.
Well, the Barracuda tied now at 1-1. Not much doing in terms of offense. Mentioned some of the guys not available, but Cagnoni came back into the game. We thought he was done. And without a question, Drew, seemed to give the team a little bit of a jump, a little bit of a boost.
Yep.
Just the way he holds on to pucks and can make plays. The Barracuda weren't making any plays. And when 42's on the ice, all of a sudden it started to open things up. And all of a sudden, the Barracuda, really out of thin air, would find a way to take their lead back. Incredible individual effort from Ethan Cardwell, holding onto the puck with one hand. He finds Colin Graf, and Graf, with the puck kind of down near his feet, is able to backhand the puck past goaltender Phoenix Copley for what would be the game-winning goal. Coup to end. Now Cardwell up the right flank, carrying it down the right side. Centers in front of you. Colin Graf, he scores! Colin Graf on the backhand, and the Barracuda have taken their lead back with 2:18 left here in regulation. Great finish from Colin Graf on the backhand. We talked about getting some of the guys missing, but Colin Graf, he has proven this year he's going to be a part of the future for the San Jose Sharks. At this level, he can really be a factor offensively, more of a distributor, but he comes up with a massive goal. It's the game winner.
Yeah, and like you said, Ethan Cardwell with a really good play. And I wasn't crazy about Ethan Cardwell's game. I thought he was giving the puck away. And then that one changed his gears a little bit. He drove. And when you drive the net, good things happen. And I love coming off onto the ice. Colin Graf, he reads the play. He's going right down the middle. And he had to have a pretty good set of hands on that situation because it wasn't like it was a pass right on the tape when he one times it in. He kind of, as you said, a little bit inside, bouncing a little bit, still gets it.
Yeah, almost kind of shoveled it forward on the backhand. Tremendous finish in tight. That was, without a doubt, a dagger. It comes with under 3 minutes to go. Time of the goal at 17:42 of the third period. Colin Graf's first of the playoffs. Ethan Cardwell and Colin White pick up the assist. So for Colin White, he finishes the game with a couple of points in on both goals. And the Barracuda, with that goal, felt like that was going to be the difference. They hold on 2-1 final. Yaroslav Askarov, he makes 29 stops, 29 of 30. Back-to-back victories, one goal given up in two games. We talked about it a lot, and we'll continue to talk about it. If he plays up to his abilities, the Barracuda are going to be a very hard out in these playoffs.
Absolutely, because even when the Barracuda aren't at their best and they don't have every man on board because they've got injuries, Yaroslav Askarov is there. He was, again, very impressive. I was also impressed, Nick, at the end of the game, after the Cuda took the lead, they were very good defensively. They worked like crazy along the boards. They won some board balls, got pucks out, and did a fantastic job on not allowing any big opportunity to tie the game for the Ontario Reign.
So the Barracuda win the game, a final score of 2-1. Phoenix Copley, the losing goaltender, allows 2-on-25. Copley was not bad the two games, but again,
yes.
Ontario had nothing working offensively. Give the Barracuda huge credit. Great goaltending but very, very stout defensive work as well. All five players coming back to support the Barracuda win this series, a best of three, 2-0, and are now moving on. Final shots, 30-25 in favor of the home team Reign. Barracuda go 0-3 on the power play. Ontario goes 0-4. Let's go over our three stars here. Martin Kromiak is the number three star, had the lone goal in the series for Ontario, had five against the Barracuda during the regular season. He is the number three star. Colin Graff is the number two star, had the game-winning goal. Did Graff, two shots on net. And the number one star, Yaroslav Askarov, you could just feel it a little bit. He was on his game, and that's going to deject the opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And the difference in the game is that save he makes in the second period. He makes that save, which is a 3-on-1, beautifully executed by the Reign. Bang, goes the other way. And just a few seconds after that, maybe a minute after that, Vincent scores, changed the complexion of the game. And then after that, it was Askarov being Askarov.
Barracuda win the series 2-0. They are moving on. When they start round two is to be determined. The opponent is to be determined as well. But make sure to keep it tuned to all Barracuda Silster channels. And our website will have an updated schedule coming to you as soon as it is available. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 1,647. Saw it here at Crypto.com Arena. The Barracuda win both games, both on the road, and they are moving on to round number two. A final here tonight from downtown Los Angeles. The Barracuda 2 and the Reign 1. That does it for our broadcast coverage. A huge thank you to the great Drew Amenda. He'll be joining me for round two,
sir.
At least for the first couple of games, without a doubt. In those first two games, although the Barracuda are the lower seed, how it works, a best of five, those two games will start at TechCU Arena. So congratulations, fans. We've got home games in the playoffs at TechCU Arena. That'll be the first time in which the Barracuda host home games in their brand new facility. This is year number three in it. Make sure to go to sjbarracuda.com for playoff tickets. We'll have all that information available as well. That does it for our broadcast coverage here in Los Angeles. Again, keep it tuned to when our games begin in round number two. But for tonight, for Drew, I'm Nick, reminding you of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 2, the Reign 1. Cuda are moving on to round number 2. Until then, we'll say so long and good night from Tinseltown.
This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.